Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
Oh,
It's for real here?
I don't know what you're talking
about. Neptune's presents the call.
Alright, cool.
This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news, I play music in the air, I tell jokes to the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic. And I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Friday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to do G Money Sports Report. Let's talk sports. Let's talk NFL football. All right, DJ, let's talk Thursday night football game. And let's see if I won that game, because I'm sure I did. Who played and what was the score of the game?
All right, Thursday night's football game was the San Francisco Giants playing the
San Francisco Giants.
Sorry, the New York Giants playing the San Francisco 49ers.
Okay.
And the 49ers beat the Giants 30-12. And you bet on 49ers and over, and it was 49ers, but under.
What was the total points for the game? If they scored
43.
Wait a minute.
Right.
The 49ers scored 32 points, and the Giants scored 12. That's 36 points right there. That's 46 points.
So that's not. So listen carefully. The score was 49ers 30, Giants 12. that makes a total number of 42 points. Okay?
Okay. And
hello?
What was the predicted
and
total points for the game?
43. So that makes it 49ers and under. Right?
Wait a minute. Total points for the game was predicted to be how much?
43.
43. And the total points for the game ended up being 40 what?
42.
42. Oh, man. So I lost by 1 point. Oh, okay. All right. Well, I was going to say, I knew I was going to be close to the total. All right. So I lost by 1 point, but I won the game because I bet on the 49ers to win. So that's a win for G Money to start off the week. Week number three, that's a win for G Money. All righty then.
All righty.
Well, that's NFL football. So let's see. Let's talk. Were there any basketball games? Thursday night, no, nobody played any basketball games Thursday night. So I don't think we have any basketball games to talk about for Thursday. So let's go to Major League Baseball and let's see what happened in the Major League Baseball game. Any games yesterday?
Before we go to Major League Baseball, in the WNBA, the first round is over, and so they're going to start the semifinals on Sunday.
Okay, so the first round. Who qualified? Las Vegas Aces qualified, and who else qualified?
So the Las Vegas Aces, they beat out the Chicago Sky, the Dallas Wings, and that they were in fourth place, playing fifth place Atlanta Dream. So they beat out the Atlanta Dream. The New York Liberty, who was in second place, beat out the Washington Mystics in their series. So the teams that won were number one, number two, and number four so far. And then the Connecticut Sun beat out the Minnesota Lynx. And so that was three and six.
Yeah, three played six. Right.
Okay.
So one, two, three, and four won. All the top four teams won the playoffs.
Right.
One, right. Two, three, and four. Okay,
right.
So who plays in the playoffs now between the four that are remaining for the WNBA playoffs? How do they have – what breaks – what's the breakdown for the playoffs?
So they have Las Vegas Aces, who are number one, playing the Dallas Wings, who are number four. And they have New York Liberty, number two, playing the Connecticut Sun, who was number three. So one and four are playing two and three. I mean, one is playing four and two is playing three.
Okay. And when does that series start? And how many games are they playing in that series?
So that's That's also a best two out of three.
Okay.
And actually, let me see. No, that's not true. That's the best out of five.
The best out of five? They got to have a five-game series? Okay.
Yeah.
So the best winner is three out of five. Okay. Wow.
Right.
Three out of five. So they're playing five games. Okay. So what's the schedule for the games? How often are they playing? Are they playing like every
game number
day
one,
or something?
So game number one is on Sunday, and then they skip a day, and game number two is on Tuesday. And then they skip 2 days, and game number three is on Friday. And then they skip 1 day, game number four is on Sunday. So go ahead.
No, I'm just trying to get it together. You said game number one is going to be on Sunday.
Sunday.
And then game number two is going to be on Tuesday.
Tuesday.
And then they play game number three on Thursday?
On Friday.
On Friday. Game number three is Friday. Okay. And then game number four, if it's a game number four, it will be on Sunday. So it's Sunday, Tuesday, Friday, and then Sunday is the first four games of the playoffs. Okay. And all four teams are playing those 4 days. So everybody's going to be playing on Sunday, and then everybody's going to be playing on Tuesday, and then everybody's going to be playing on Friday, and then everybody's going to be playing on Sunday again.
Right.
Okay. All right. And they start off playing, when do the playoffs start? Do they start this Sunday coming up? Sunday. Okay. So we got four teams playing. No. Wait a minute. Yeah, we got four teams playing in the playoffs. One, two, three, and four. Yeah, they're all playing in the playoffs. Okay, and they'll start, one will be playing four, and two will be playing three. And the playoffs will start on Sunday. Okay, all right, so it's two games in the playoffs, two games for each team. Well, each team, two teams are playing in each playoff. Did I say that right? Yes, two teams playing. It's two teams playing in four games, and they'll be playing in the playoffs. It'll be a playoff of four teams that'll be playing in the playoffs. Right.
There's four teams in the semifinals. Right.
In the semifinals. Okay. And the Las Vegas Aces are playing team number four, and the New York Liberties are playing team number three.
Right.
Okay. All right. And they start off with the playoffs on Sunday. Then they'll play Tuesday, then they play Friday, and then they play Sunday again. And it'll be the best out of five? No.
Five, right.
Can't be the best out of five. The best out of five?
Right.
So, no, that can't be right. The best out of five? So they're playing a, like a seven playoff series? Seven games in the playoffs? And the best out of five wins the playoffs?
No.
No.
It's the best out of five, and but it's not going to go five games. I mean, it could go five games if each side wins two games. So it's the best out of five games, and you only need three to
right.
win that tournament.
Three.
But it's the best out of five.
The best out of five. But it's the first one to win three games wins the playoffs, though.
Exact wins that the semifinals, right?
Yeah. Okay. So the first one to win three games out of the five, they will win the playoffs. But it'll be five
right.
games that they'll be scheduled to play. Okay, that sounds good. So we can look forward to at least four games, because I don't think anybody's going to win three straight, although the Las Vegas Aces may win three straight, and maybe the New York Liberty may win three straight. So then it'll be the championship will be between team one and two. It'll be the Las Vegas Aces playing against the New York Liberty. All right. Well, let's go Lake. Let's go Aces. Let's win. Let's win the first two games out the gate to give us a jump, and then I guess they can take a break and lose a game, and then they can win game three, and they can win the playoffs. Because if they win three games, then they're automatically the winner of the series, and they can qualify to play in the championship of whoever qualifies to win three games in the other team that's playing three games, or that's playing five. Okay, let's go Las Vegas Aces. Let's go, girls. Let's win the first two games, Sunday and Tuesday, and then we can relax on Friday, and then we can come back and win on Sunday. And it'll be over. And then we'll go to the championship. Yeah, I like the sound of that. All right, Las Vegas Aces, you're almost at the mountaintop. Good job, girls. Just keep winning, playing ball, and you'll be the defending. You're already the defending champions, but you'll be the repeat defending champion. All right, back to back. It'll be a repeat. If they win the championship back to back, what do they call it? It's a two-peat, right? Isn't that what the Lakers did? They won back to back, so they were two-peaters, repeaters. They were two-peaters. Yeah, something like that. So go ahead, Las Vegas Aces. I want you to repeat as world champions again. And that's going to be good for a new basketball team, because the Las Vegas Aces is basically a new women's basketball team. They just recently joined the WNBA. So They're going to come in and they're going to dominate. I love that. Las Vegas is in the domination game, just like we had the Golden Knights hockey. They went and they won the championship last year, but they almost repeated because they went to the championship before, but they lost. They got to the championship game three times, but they didn't win. So if the Las Vegas Golden Knights hockey team wins this time, this league, then there'll be a repeat. And that'll be good for Las Vegas. All right. All right. So now, since we've gotten all of the basketball out the way, let's talk about Major League Baseball. They're still in regular.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack? You want to get some crack? Okay, that sounds good.
I don't care if we never get back. Let me root, root, root for the home team.
Yeah, we're going to root for the home team. The Los Angeles Dodgers is who we're rooting for in Major League Baseball. So, let's see what's going on in the Major League Baseball. What's going on in the National League, DJ? I know we had some games that played yesterday. Who won in the games from yesterday?
Okay. Well, the games aren't sorted by league, so I can just tell you who won. The Tampa Bay Rays beat the California Angels 5-4.
Okay.
The Milwaukee Brewers beat the St. Louis Cardinals 6-0. New York Yankees beat the Toronto Blue Jays 5-3. The Atlanta Braves beat the Washington Nationals 10-3. The Philadelphia Phillies beat the New York Mets 5-4. The Cleveland Guardians beat the Orioles 5-2. Pirates beat the Cubs. Detroit Tigers beat the Oakland A's 7-3. And the Dodgers beat the Giants 7-2.
Well, all right. Looks like the Dodgers are just winning games. They're moving. They're ahead of the Giants. Well, no. Wait a minute. That's the Braves that have the most wins in the National League. So the Dodgers beating the Giants is a good thing because the Dodgers are in first place and the Giants are in second place in the National League division. So that's good that the Dodgers won, but it won't make a difference in the standing right away. Okay, sounds good. And everybody else seems to have won the games that they were supposed to win. I don't think there was any upsets in the Major League Baseball. I don't think we had any upsets. The Cardinals didn't win. The Mets didn't win. The Yankees won. So that was a good win for the Yankees. Who did they beat?
They beat the Toronto Blue Jays.
Oh, that's a good win. The Toronto Blue Jays are in first place in the division, huh?
No. the Baltimore Orioles are in the first are in first place, and the Tampa Bay Rays are in second place. The Blue Jays are in third place, so they're not even close to the Tampa Bay Rays. They're like 9 games behind the Tampa Bay Rays. And the Yankees are in fourth place, and they're pretty far behind the Blue Jays. They have 77 wins. So it doesn't really matter. That game didn't really matter, the Blue Jays and the Yankees, because the Yankees aren't going to – it's unlikely that they'll catch up to the Blue Jays. And the Blue Jays, it's unlikely that they'll catch up to the Tampa Bay Rays. That other game, though, that you mentioned – I keep saying the Blue Rays, right?
yeah.
The Devil Rays.
Tampa Bay Blue Rays. Yeah.
It's the Devil Rays. The Blue Jays and the Devil Rays. I keep mixing those two up. Anyway, so the Baltimore Orioles are in first place in the AL East. And the Tampa Bay Devil Rays are in second place. And so the Orioles lost to the Guardians yesterday, 5-2. So they're only one game ahead of Tampa Bay. And Tampa Bay won their game yesterday, which is why now the Orioles are only – they only have a one-game lead and ahead of Tampa Bay. So the Orioles need to win. They need to beat the – they play the Guardians again today, and they need to win that game, and then they play them tomorrow as well. So they need to beat the Guardians in all three games to maintain their lead because the Tampa Bay Devil Rays are hot on their trail.
Right. But
so those
they
were,
lost
those
the
series
first
to watch.
Game.
The Orioles lost the
so
first
they have
game.
To win.
Right?
Yeah, so they have to win the next two games to stay ahead in the division, to stay in first place. Because if the other team wins,
Tampa Bay is the other
up.
Team, and they're playing the Angels. And so, you know, the Angels, well, they play the Angels, and then they play the Toronto Blue Jays. So, you know, they have some tough competition there. So we'll see what happens.
Okay. Well, looks like it's getting down to tough times as the teams prepare for the October playoffs, because it's going to be the month of October in how many days? Today is the 25th. In 5 days,
today's
we'll be playing in the October 22nd. Okay.
Right.
Well, that means in like 7-8 days. Yeah, we'll be in the playoffs in October. So time is getting short. The team's got to win if they're going to move and secure their position for the playoffs. All right. Baseball is getting down to the nitty-gritty. All right. Go ahead, baseball. I like to see good baseball. I like to hear that they're battling for position. So that's good, because the pitching is what's going to have to take some of the teams all the way to the playoffs, their pitching. And hopefully their hitting, they'll be able to score runs and get their offense together so that the teams will look real good when they get to the playoffs. They'll be hitting good and their pitching will be good. And hopefully their defense will be good. So now it's just time for them to tune up their bats and get their pitchers lined up for the playoffs. And then hopefully the top teams will stand on the top of the mountain, they'll continue to move up in the playoffs. All right. Well, that sounds good. Anything else we can say about the baseball?
Nope.
Nope, that's it. Okay. Well, that's G Money Sports Report for the WNBA for the Major League Baseball and for the NFL. All right. So let's take a commercial break. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
I went to UC Davis, and I sang with the choir. And even though it's a gospel choir and we should have been singing for the love of God, we were trying to be a show-off choir. And we were singing in the auditorium, and we were singing. Oh, man, it was like 30 of us in the choir, and we were singing. And we were singing our song, and we were putting our hearts into it, and we were really trying to show off. And all of a sudden, the drapes in the auditorium, they were long drapes that went from the ceiling to the floor. The drapes started falling, and we were like, wow, God's really in the house.
I get back doing my best. on the cross to stand. I get up and I get down. I'm the king and I wear the crown. I'm Gene Henry, I'm the man. I got girls all across the land. I'm on a mission, I got a plan. Facebook Live, only fan. I'm Gene Henry, yeah that's right. I lost my money, I lost my sight, I lost my house. But that's alright, I still got the Lord, still in the fight. I'm Gene Henry, and I'm here to say, I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to bar, it comes to play. Hey, stop me now, 6-5 all day. I want the world to know I'm a straight OG in the old school flow.
And it's time to get straight. Now 10 come 11, TikTok on to 12. Head to toe in black and you know I'm not for self. Time for a little dose of FTP. You know what brother's speaking, man, fuck the police. Now FTP,
fuck the police.
FTP,
yeah, fuck the police.
FTP, yo man, never upon the job. Always eating donuts, man, fuck the Bobby Lawn. Cause we the people that are strong and able. Remember you step onto Gavin Cato, Eleanor Bumper, Stephen Biko, Huey P. Murderers of Malcolm and death of Brother King. Government's producing that white kryptonite, making sun drinkers into zombies of the night. So now I walk the street, more or less discreet, cause the one that take me under might sing the same beat. But how many brothers must a brother see? Shot in the street by this honorable defeat, by a silver badge Trump uniform like a red coat. I might just catch a flashback and tighten up your collar. Don't scream or whip, I won't help you if you holler. No dollars can compensate or make me hesitate. It's freedom or death, boy, you know I won't ask. Operation Snatchback stands my ever task. Now would I ever provoke a coke that won't or don't put a cloak on the choke? Nope. Cause every time I speak wise, you call me civil. Speaking like a madman and then you call me Batman. That's why I rip, fish, shred, and act fool. Prepare my people for the Armageddon duel. Because it's murder, more death, than most are never even tried. Make me indefensive while you're searching through my ride. Sworn to protect, but designed to harass. Twitch without a warrant, your fingers in my ass. And then you ask me cold spreading with my face in the street, then I say FTP. Cause if I ever submit to one of your tricks, I might get a nightstick lick. And since I stand protected, yo, that seems to be a no-no. Let me introduce warfare as the Bobo. Cause I've grown quite weary of the insults, slander on the misquote. Now children think that we're a cult. That's why my attitude is firm as it can be. Shouting loud and proud, man, fuck the police. Now FTP,
fuck the police.
Yeah, FTP,
yeah, fuck the police.
Come on, FTP, yo, don't take me light. The house of the cracker goes boom tonight on sight.
The 5 o'clock news, the 6 o'clock news, the 7 o'clock news. I say FTP. You say through this communication, Republican turns conservatism. I say FTP. You say nigger, restrain yourself. I say FTP.
Yeah. I remember this from way back in the day. The stupid police was scared to come around the way. Might get checked or might get sprayed, but anyway you put it, there was nothing they can say. So when times get hard, they call the National Guard. The next course to draft you for the armed force. Now be all you can be when you can fight in foreign lands, and never for your land to be free. Now Project X keeps you in check from terrorist attacks, and once you speak the black soul of the living, yo, they fear the boot stomp. Doom chants coming at you from the dark. No way could they regiment a comp. So any old attempt is just boring me. Yo, since we speaking war, man, let's kick it like this. Pick some up a mountain, let's throw down within the mist. Murderers, connivers, the world's in a panic. Sperm killing soda, dead president addicts. You think I'm satisfied by just stopping traffic? You best get ready for the 20 million boom automatic. And that's all I gotta say. FTP, I'm ever living for the day. Click.
Here we go.
FGP. At the bridge, I told you FGP. As I prayed over you, Youssef Hawkins, FGP. As I kneel before the altar of Gavin Cato, as the FGP.
I went to UC Davis, and I sang with the choir. And even though it's a gospel choir and we should have been singing for the love of God, we were trying to be a show-off choir. And we were singing in the auditorium, and we were singing. Oh, man, it was like 30 of us in the choir. And we were singing. And we were singing our song, and we were putting our hearts into it, and we were really trying to show off. And all of a sudden, the drapes in the auditorium, they were long drapes that went from the ceiling to the floor. The drapes started falling, and we were like, wow, God's really in the house. G Money, the Pimp Comic, presents 16 bars. Write 16 bars on the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. And the winner will win a prize. So if you think you have skills, then you need to go to storytimewithgmoney.com and you need to download the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. and record 16 bars of your best lyrics and then send it to me. 16 bars. Storytimewithgmoney.com.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. We're broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities we're talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Friday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a few jokes I want to share with you on this Friday radio show. So the jokes go like this. If big-breasted women work at Hooters, where do one-legged women work? You don't know? They work at the IHOP, and her name is Eileen. I lean to the left. I lean to the right. Eileen serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner all day and all night. There were two men that were going through the jungle, and they were taking pictures of the animals, the lions, the tigers, the elephants, and the giraffes. And they were taking pictures of the monkeys and the birds in the trees. And they were taking pictures of the snakes on the ground. And they ran into a bear. And one man bent down and took his boots off and put on his tennis shoes. And the other man said, what are you doing? You know you can't outrun no bear. And the man looked at him and said, outrun a bear. I just need to outrun your ass. Woo! I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm so funny, I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. You know, I had a girlfriend that had like 10 strands of hair on her head. She put grease on her hair and combed her hair to the side. And she called her hairstyle Dippity Do. And I told her it'll do, but it won't do. And I had a buddy that had a girlfriend with one eye and one leg. And I asked him what he called her. And he said he called her IHOP. Woo! There was some flies flying around, and they landed on a piece of boo-boo. And one fly lifted his leg up and farted real loud. And the other fly said, come on, man, give me a break. I'm eating here. Now, why did the homeless turtle cross the road? You don't know? You don't know? Because he had to go to the Shell station. There were two men in the jungle. And one man was reading a newspaper, and the other man was typing on a typewriter. And a lion showed up and ate the man that was reading the newspaper, and he left. And he left the other man alone. I guess carnivores know that readers digest and writers cramp. Woo! That was the man riding on the freeway, and his wife called him on his cell phone, and she said, baby, I'm watching the news, and they're showing that they have somebody on the freeway riding the wrong way on the freeway. So I'm calling you to tell you to be careful. And the man said, okay, baby, I'll be careful. And he hung up the phone. And then he looked up, and he saw all of these cars coming toward him on the freeway. And he said, oh, my God, they're not one car, but 100 cars riding on the wrong side of the freeway. Woo! There was a man that was riding on the highway, and he was speeding. And he passed the highway patrol officer that was sitting on the side of the freeway, and he was sitting behind the freeway billboard, and he was eating his lunch, and he saw this car speed by on his highway, and he said, hey, what's going on? They're not supposed to be speeding on my highway. So he rolled his sandwich up, put it back in the bag, and he took off in pursuit of the man that was speeding on the highway. And while he was chasing him down, he thought to himself, he said, well, I'm going to catch up with this guy. And when I pull him over, I'm going to ask him why he was speeding. And if he gives me a good excuse, I'm going to let him go. And then I'm going to go back there and finish my lunch. So he turned his red lights on, and he pulled the man over, and he got out the car, and he walked to the driver, and he knocked on the window, and the driver rolled the window down, and he said, tell me, sir, why were you speeding on my highway? And the man said, well, I was driving by, and I saw the highway patrol sitting on the side of the road, and it reminded me of my wife. Because my wife ran off with the highway patrol officer. And then when I saw you turn your lights on behind me, I thought you were trying to catch up with me because you wanted to give my wife back. Woo! I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. There was a painter, an artist that had some paintings in a paint gallery, and he had gone to the gallery to see how his paintings were doing while they were hanging in the art gallery. And he walked up to the manager and asked the manager if anybody had asked about his paintings. And the manager said, well, actually, yeah, somebody did come and ask me about your paintings. And the artist was happy. He was like, really? Somebody asked about my painting? And he said, yeah, they did. And he said, well, what did they ask about my painting? And the manager said, well, he asked me that if something happens to the artist, will the paintings go up in value? And the painter said, well, what did you tell him? And he said, yeah, I told him that the paintings would go up in value. And the artist was happy. He was like, really? Okay. So what happened? What did the man say? And he said the man liked the idea, and he bought like six of your paintings. And the painter, the artist, was really happy. He's like, he bought six of my paintings? All right. Can you tell, did you find out who the man was? Did he tell you his name? And the manager of the art gallery said, no, he didn't tell me his name. But he did tell me one thing, that he was your doctor. So he bought the painting because he said, your health isn't good. Woo! I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right, there was a snail that went to a car dealership, and he walked in, and he saw a salesman, and he asked the salesman, told the salesman he wanted to buy a Camaro, and he wanted it to be painted red and have a big white racing stripe down the center of the car from the front to the back, and he wanted a big S painted on the doors. On the passenger door, he wanted a big S, and on the driver's side door, he wanted a big S. And the dealer said, okay, well, it's going to take some time for me to get that from the dealer, from the detailing. So it's going to be a while, but I'll call you when it comes in. And the snail said, okay. Just give me a call when my car arrives. And then the dealer asked him, he said, why are you interested in, just for my own curiosity, why are you interested in having a big S painted on your driver's door and have a big S painted on your passenger door? And the snail said, well, when I'm driving down the street in your fancy Camaro, I want people to look at my car and say, wow, look at that S car go. S car go. Woo. All right. There was a farmer and his wife that went to the county fair. And they were walking around looking at all of the rides. And they saw this airplane ride. And the farmer was really excited about the airplane ride. And he asked the operator, how much does it cost for him to ride the airplane ride? And the operator said it cost $10 per person. And the farmer said, wow, that's kind of expensive. For me and my wife, that'd be $20. That's kind of steep. And then the operator said, well, I'll make you a deal. If you and your wife can ride on this airplane ride without making any noise, without screaming and hollering, then the ride will be on me. It'll be on me, I'll pay for your ride. But if you make any noise, then you got to pay for the ride when you get off. And the farmer looked at his wife, and they agreed that they could ride the ride, and they could be quiet. So they both got strapped into the ride. The operator strapped them in. And then the ride took off, and it went around and around and around and got faster and faster. And then it went up and down and around, and it got faster and faster. And then when the ride finally came to an end, the operator unlocked the doors, and he let all of the passengers off of the ride. And when he saw the farmer, he was like, oh, I forgot you were on the ride. You were so quiet. I forgot that you were even on the ride. And the farmer said, well, yeah, I rode the ride, but it was really hard for me to be quiet and not scream and holler, especially after my wife fell off the ride. Woo! I'm Jay Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. Well, you know, I was a sixth grade teacher, and I was teaching sixth grade core at Compton Middle School. And I had black kids, and I had white kids, and I had Asian kids, and I had Spanish kids, and I had some Mexican kids. So I had to find out if all of them could speak English, or I'd have to transfer them to a bilingual classroom so they could learn in their own language. So I started off the class by saying, if you're dumb as a rock and you're stupid as hell, stand up. And the kids were talking among themselves. And then one kid stood up, and I said, Michael, did you understand what I said? And he said, yeah. You said, if you're dumb as a rock and you're stupid as hell, stand up. And I said, well, if you understood what I said, then why are you standing? And he said, well, teacher, I didn't want you to be the only one standing by yourself. Woo! I'm telling you, kids are such smooth. All right. Well, now it's time for me to share a story with you that I recorded for the listening audience. So sit back, put your feet up, put your head back, and relax as I share a story that I wrote for the listening audience. And we will be back for more of the show and maybe some music when we return. So. Yeah. So that was the time that I had riding a motorcycle.
I just was rolling, just doing my thing, riding to school. And, you know, going to Sarah High School, I went to school with a lot of white boys. And when we had our car show, we had a bunch of white boys that had motorcycles. And, I mean, they had big bikes, too. They had 250s and 350s. Motorcycles that were dirt bikes. So I know they get in the dirt and they get real busy. They can pop wheelies. We used to sit in the parking lot and they used to pop wheelies the whole length of the parking lot. And I'm like, man, you guys can do a whole parking lot? And they would be like, yeah. And they'd come and they'd fishtail. And then they turn around and they pop another wheelie, and because they had dirt bikes. They didn't have street bikes. They had dirt bikes. They could just pop the clutch and the bike would pop up in the air. I was like, whoa, you guys got no control over that. That bike just jumped up. And they'd be like, yep, that's how we do it. And we roll. And they would take off and just punch it. and they get to the end of the parking lot and slam on the brakes and kick it down two gears and fishtail around, and then they pop the clutch and pop up again and ride a wheelie the whole length of the parking lot. We used to have mornings like that where they just went back and forth, back and forth. We had about 8 white boys that had motorcycles, and all of them would be riding like they're dirt bike riders. I don't even think any of them had no street legal bikes, because I don't think any of them had any lights on them. They didn't have any signal lights on them. They didn't have no tail lights. They were just bikes. And they were rolling, and I guess they rode them to school because most of them lived in the area, so they didn't really ride too far to get to Sarah High School. But they would come to school every day, and in the morning, all the cars would be lined up, and the bikes would be riding through the parking lot. They'd be popping wheelies and rolling and get to the end of the parking lot. They'd downshift, down, and hit first gear, and then they fishtail around, and then they punch it, and the bike would pop up in the air again. Oh, man, it was amazing. I loved to watch those guys ride, and they rode the hell out of their bikes. And so one day they came to school, and they asked me if I wanted to ride in a motorcycle tournament. I said, what kind of tournament? They said, a motocross tournament where we got jumps and we got dirt, and it's at the Los Angeles Coliseum. And I said, yeah, I want to ride, knowing that I'd be the only black in the whole race because all the riders were white boys, and they were representing all the motorcycle companies. They were wearing Yamaha shirts. They were wearing Honda shirts. They were wearing Harley Davis shirts. They were wearing Suzuki shirts, Kawasaki. Oh, they were wearing all the bike shirts. And I had a regular sweatshirt because I wasn't represented by no biker company. So I just represented the Girards. And I was a Girard rider. And, you know, I had my people pay my admission fee for me to ride, and I rode. I had my boots on that came up to my knees, and I had my Levi's on that were bell-bottom Levi's, and they went all the way down to my boots, and then I had a sweatshirt on, and I had my bicycle gloves on. Boy, I was ready, and I had my gold helmet, pinstriped in white with my shaded shield for my eyeglasses, for my helmet. And I rode in that bike, in that tournament. And I went through the turns like the rest of the white boys, and I fishtailed out the turns, and I punched it, and I went down the straightaway, and I punched it to second gear, and I rode, and I got to the jumps, and I slowed my bike down, and I went over the hill real easy and came down on the other side. Then I punched it again and went into the turns and came out fishtailing the turns and went down the straightaways. And I looked back, and I saw white boys jumping the hills, and they were flying 35 feet in the air. They were flying. And then they'd come down, and they'd land, and they'd be on the bike. And I was like, oh, that's how you do it. And then they'd go up on the hill again, and they would cross their handlebars like they were turning in the sky. They would cross their handlebars, and when they got ready to land, they would straighten their handlebars out. And they called that crossing up. And so I learned how to cross up. I hit the hill, and I'd be punching it. I hit the hill, and I'm 35 feet in the air, and I'm riding. I'm riding, because that's what you do when you're a biker. You ride. And I was riding, and I'd come down, and I'd put my butt on the seat, and I pushed my knees tight against the gas tank, and I'd hit the ground, and I'd go, boom, and then I'd downshift real quick, click, 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 down the first gear, and then I'd punch it. I'd hit the curb, and I'd fishtail out the curb, and I'd bounce, and I'd be on the straightaways flying. Yeah, I did real good that day. I didn't win first, second, or third place, but out of about 35 bikes, I finished number five. I had 171 was my number, and I finished fifth place in the race. That didn't give me no brownie points, because if you didn't finish first, second, or third, you didn't get a trophy or nothing. But I had a good time, and I learned how to ride like the white boys ride. I did everything they did, and I was just as good, if not better, than they were. And a lot of them were world-class bikers. I mean, they had some white boys that were real famous that were rolling in that race. And I was right behind them. I was hooking the turns. I was hitting the hills. I was jumping. I was coming down, and I was hitting the turns. I was downshifting my bike to first, and I was fishtailing out the turns, and I was bouncing down the straightaway. Yeah, I was rolling, man. I was doing it just like the white boys do it. I was a black man in charge of doing what I do. And I was doing it. My parents were so proud of me. They were really happy to see me happy. And I was doing what I do. And my mother said, you're crazy. You're just crazy. That's it. You don't need to be riding that bike. And do you know, one day I was driving my car and I came home, and something told me to look at my bicycle. And I came in the garage, and I looked for my motorcycle, and it wasn't there. And I went to my mother, and I said, Mama, my bike's not out here. Where is my motorcycle? And she said, your bike isn't out there, baby? You sure? And I'm like, yeah, Mama, I'm looking. I don't see it. It ain't out here. She's like, oh, I didn't know. I don't know. And I'm like, well, if somebody stole it, we got insurance on it. We can buy another one. And she said, nope, we're not getting another bike. Nope, 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 nope. That's it. That's all. You're not getting another motorcycle. You better enjoy your car, because you're not getting another motorcycle. And I was like, yeah, I guess so. And I think to this day, my mama got rid of my motorcycle. I don't know if she sold it to somebody or she just let somebody come in the yard and take it. I don't know. But that's what happened to my bike.
Hey, man, so, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them do. I was rolling. You missed those days, little brother. I know you would have been on my bike trying to ride like Randy was trying to ride, like Don was trying to ride.
I remember seeing that bike, and I remember we got a moped, and I was happy to get on that moped. But, you know, I remember that bike being like a 100 Yamaha, and you know what I'm saying? Like, I remember you being all kinds of crazy on that thing. So that's just crazy that we actually.
And I want to say, may my partner, Bernard Holloway, may he rest in peace. Because riding his motorcycle, he died on an accident on the freeway. And I say God bless him and his family.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com.
That's Storytime with GMoney.com.
Smaller of I'm rolling up the eight, he'll be the one that I take out and then get away while I'm driving off laughing. This is what I'll say. Fuck the police.
Find you guilty of being a redneck, white bread, chicken shit motherfucker.
That's a lie. That's a goddamn lie.
Get him out of here.
I want that dead.
Get him the fuck out my face.
I want that
dead. Out right now.
Fuck you, you black motherfucker.
Fuck the police. Fuck the police. Fuck the police.
Album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Let's hit Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Friday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory Stories. Well, the clock on the wall says that's all. but I got a little flavor to leave with you before we leave on Friday night. And it goes like this. Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. Jack fell down and broke his crown, and Jill came tumbling after. They both got up and went to the players' club, and they broke down on the dance floor. They were putting it down, and Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty together again. And Humpty went to the players' club, and he went to the dance floor, and he was breaking it down and turning it out, and he broke down break dancing all about. Ooh-wee, there was a little old lady that lived in the shoe. She had so many kids, she didn't know what to do. She took all of her kids to the players' club, and they hit the dance floor, and they were breaking it around like they never did before. That's my hip-hop tune for the masses. I'm G Money. And now I want to wish you happy weekend for Friday night. So without further ado, I need to say happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today. So DJ Papa D, play the birthday song, and let's get out of here so that we can
put
enjoy the weekend.
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, here are the birthdays for today, September 22nd, 2023. Happy birthday to C. Leon Gilliam. His birthday is today. I think he's a good friend of yours. Happy birthday to Josie Ann Jamila. Happy birthday to K. Nicole Tatum. Happy birthday to Shoundrick Ward. Happy birthday, Mr. Charles Smith. Happy birthday, Mr. Daryl Anderson. Happy birthday, Rhonda Lofton. Happy birthday, Cesar Huivit. Happy birthday to Oligario CMA. Happy birthday to Blanche Allen. Happy birthday to Chandra Williams Lawhorn. Happy birthday to Jamal Simpson. And happy birthday to Mr. Brian Cooper. And last but not least, happy birthday to Justo Aviles. That's it for birthdays. So we want to wish everyone a happy birthday who's celebrating their birthday today, September 22nd, 2023.
Well, all right. Happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today, September 22nd. 2023. All right. Well, I know God is blessing you and giving you glory in his world that he created for us to have a good time in. And his son died on the cross to give us everlasting life. So without further ado, I'm going to sing a birthday song for you. And it goes like this. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you and many, many more. Yeah, happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today. And without further ado, let us pray, and I'll see you again on Monday. Have a good weekend, people. Bye. I'm out. talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and whites and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us
as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music,